الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، first and foremost, تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us our qurbani, the ibadat, whatever tawfiq Allah Ta'ala gave. The first 10 days, which are referred to as 10, but really the first 9 days and the 10th days also, that's the 10th of Zulhijjah, all valuable days, and the ibadat of this is multiplied so much more. And particularly the qurbani. And we must make a lot of shukr that compared to some years ago, today, alhamdulillah, qurbani has become very, very common. Almost every house, their people are making qurbani. They are slaughtering. This is a great ni'mat. And presently also, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Because there are some countries where they cannot make, they can't see the qurbani animal. They send it away to another country. Or in their own country, if they make, it is slaughtered in the abattoirs. And they just have to tell them to have it slaughtered. They don't see the animal also being slaughtered or anything. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala. And every ni'mat, if we appreciate that ni'mat. And we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala promises with lam of stress. And noon with a tashdeed on it, which is also for stress. That if you will make shukr, I will increase you. And shukr is with our tongue also. And the real shukr is in action. That we do that qurbani, we take part in it, everything. And we're very, very important that we introduce and encourage our youngsters, our children also to take part. Because we are here today, tomorrow we won't be here. They have to carry on. So we have to bring it into the family also. Not just have it, we doing it. No, let the children take over and train them also. So this is a great ibadat. And the qurbani itself, the slaughtering of the animals, is of course not just the slaughtering of the animal, but much more than that. When Ibrahim Ali, we all should keep in mind even now that Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, actually he was slaughtered the ram, which Allah Ta'ala had sent from Jannat, but it was in lieu and in place of his son, which Allah Ta'ala wanted him to slaughter. And that also, when the father, again another lesson that we learn, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his whole life, he spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. He was in Iraq, from there all the way to Saudi, to Syria, to all these places he traveled. In those days to travel all that, without any transport, no taxi, no bus, no airplane, walking, to go all these places, and all just to spread the deen. And then now he wanted his son to take on that same mission, the spreading of deen, that important mission. And Allah Ta'ala granted him. And also at the same time, Allah wanted to teach a lesson also, that it isn't your son that can do anything. So Allah commanded slaughter him. That don't put your trust on him also. Trust must be in all matters only on Allah Ta'ala. Using of the means, the asbab, is 100% in its place. There is absolutely nothing. But our yaqeen, our trust must be not be on the means. On the asbab. It must be on Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we learn these lessons from this occasion. And this next year, still a whole year to go for next year's qurbani to come again. Who of us will be here? What will be our condition? So we should be make a shukr now. And any of our errors, omissions that were committed, then we should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and try and determine that next year I will make my qurbani in a more better way, more better animal, more better spirit, and get involved in it more, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of that. One thing very important that we should also learn from here, from this qurbani, and bring it into our children and bringing an Islamic way, is to understand that our sole protector and our sole source of our protection is only Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah Ta'ala had shown right from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today. Today also, we say there are a lot of challenges, that the communities, what challenges we are facing. It always there were challenges. What we have to try and do, Allah give us tawfiq, that we remain firm on the deen of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So for that, one thing very, very important is that always try and meditate, think. Allah give me tawfiq first, and we are all desperately in need. That one of the five questions on the day of Qiyamah will be, how did you spend your time? And especially your youth. Where did you spend your time? And today, if we think, how much of our time is just going past in frivolity, in useless pursuits, especially with the youth. And in that, if we can recall that Jewish rabbi told an alim, when he told how they are working in order to take away the help from the Muslims. And the first thing he said is that we will get the Muslims involved in entertainment, sports, entertainment. And today, how much are we? It has become one soccer was that you're just kicking a ball in the backyard or on the street or something. And then they will get tournaments, etc. And then it became like a religion. And today it has become like a god. People die for their sports. If the teams win, if they lose, supporting, not only playing, but just supporting. And supporting like the British Premier League, which is far from here. What have we got to do with that? Just like in school, I don't know now, but previously they used to teach us European history. We are here in Africa. We should be learning history of Africa, if it is in the context of the school and that. Now, what European history, but we should spend so much time and for the exams, etc., on all that. So like that, we supporting those teams which are far away from here. We've got nothing to do with them. And how much of our time goes in that? For people go for this World Cup, and they go and spend, they travel all that way. And how much of money and all that? So with regard to the other things also, we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. But with regard to our time, if we sit and just make little muraqabah, Buzurgani Deen, at night before sleeping, they should think that today, how many things we spoke were unnecessary, just what we spoke. And then they should make accordingly, rectify themselves, make tawbah, istighfar. We are also talking all the time, blabbering away all the time. How much of we insult somebody, biting about somebody, lies. We might call it white lies, but all these lies, etc., that we get involved in so much. And for every moment of our life, we will have to answer how we spend that time. And time in the same context, time is a great ni'mat, is a great gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We don't even consider it as such. Ask those people who haven't got time. A person who's at the airport, he got late for whatever reason, and is rushing just to get checked in, or at any other place where of emergency, and every moment is so valuable, and is worried about time. And for us to while away hours and hours, we go for a holiday, and just to relax, to take some relaxation. That is really a time just that is being, we're just allowing it to go away, just to flow away. And we will be asked about every moment how we spend it. And especially in the youth, when in the youth a person is not considerate, he doesn't think much and he spends his time and he just lets his time, not in just while away, but in haram things. One is in permissible things. Okay, it was permissible, but how much of our time is going in haram things we are spending? And for all that, if we just think of it, that I have to answer. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that the feet of a person will not move from its place until he hasn't answered the five questions. Now you are there, and you are being interrogated, and you are being asked about every moment of your life. So that is a serious matter, of course. All the others also. How did you earn your money? How did you spend your money? All these things that we take some time and think about it to make our islah, to reform ourselves. If we just think about these things, our islah will take place. We will easily reform ourselves. And there is no other door besides mort that we are going to from this world. And really, mort is not another world, or it is, of course, the akhirah. But it is just that we are, like, for example, now as we are sitting, as much as we wish I must be now 5 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, it's gone. It can't come back. No matter how much we wish, when mort will come, how much we wish that this dunya's life must come back, not one moment it will we get again. And this is the time to make for that life. And the word, the Arabic word, intiqal, it is just that we are moving away from this world to that world. And whatever we have done in this world, according to that, the result's going to come. So that is very, very, very important. Together with that, and in the same context, very important, we should take cognizance, we should consider of the condition of our country, the unrest, the xenophobia, which is called xenophobia, but really it isn't xenophobia this time. It is administered from the government side. And it is all from outside that all this is, and there's very sinister motives that they are behind. And nobody is safe. Today, the target is foreigners. And really, it is the Muslims that Islam is being targeted, especially in the rural areas or like in the townships, etc. There was no Islam before. Our Islam was restricted to our areas, like where the Indians, Malays lived in our context in South Africa. But today, with the foreigners coming, in all these areas, there are musallas, there are masjids, jamaats are going, they're making gusht, and people are changing, people are getting it. How many people? In Ramzan, we had one person here, a priest who had accepted Islam. And how strong he was on Islam. So all this is happening, and this they can't see it in that way, that Islam is now going. What we couldn't take Islam to the local people, it is these people who have taken Islam there to all these places. So that is one. Another thing is, from sources, from what people, person who knows the inside, that all this money is being pumped from outside. In order to create this environment, in order to create this unrest in that. And we must also be not sitting, thinking that we are safe. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should give this example, that there were three bulls, beautiful, one white, pure white bull, and another black bull, all shining skin, healthy, and another one, brown, red color. So a lion wanted to eat the meat. You could see that these are healthy, and the meat will be also so delicious. But they were so strong, and they were so united, supportive of one another, that the lion couldn't attack them. All three will come. So the lion thought, it is an example for us to understand of how to overcome and destroy these, that I can eat all these bulls here. So he spoke to the white and the red, brown bull, and he said that you look so beautiful in the green meadow, and you, when you are there, you are so beautiful, but this black bull, it spoils the whole scene. So they appealed to them. So they said, but what can we do? He said, you leave that to me. I will sort it out. I will attack him, and you people just turn a blind eye and think like nothing is happening. So he went with the one bull. He overpowered him, where others didn't come and help. After some time, he told the white bull that this brown one, that one spoils you. You are so white and so beautiful and that. So he killed that one. And then, of course, the white one can't survive on his own. So like that, the plan is very sinister. And we must, and there is no other way, really, but to turn to Allah. We take our return and our amal. As some people have seen dreams also, there are serious conditions if we don't change our lives. And especially the other people, where and where, with all this, what is this, tennis? Pedal tennis, and not only that, all cricket, soccer, and today golf, and what a hockey, and all the sports, and whether it's local, whether it's overseas, or whatever, we are so much involved in all these things, and so many other things of the Western way. Our Eids we make like the way of the kuffar. Our many things that we are doing, we have imitated the kuffar. So that is very, very dangerous. So amal we have to. And then for our defense, we also must be prepared all the time. And for that we have to be ready also all the time. And Islam has commanded us to be ready. And we mustn't be like sitting ducks. We must be ready for any eventuality. So consider it. And main thing is to turn to Allah, to ask Him for His help. And together with that, whatever else is required and whatever is necessary, to try and prepare ourselves in every way. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand, protect us, protect our generations. And here in South Africa, the amount of masajid, the amount of madaris, the amount of, mashallah, hips classes, and everything, Allah's fadl. So it is of great importance, and throughout the world. And this isn't a local thing only for South Africa. And there are many other reports, proven reports of the sinister intentions which the enemies have got. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that from our side what we have to do, we do. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.